a belt of ice and rock beyond Neptune could retain traces of our solar system's formative years, but most of its objects are too distant and too small to observe from Earth. Now, a novel approach uses data from the New Horizons spacecraft to fill in the blanks. Like spymasters inferring troop actions from satellite photos, astronomers have used images of craters on Pluto and its moon Charon to estimate activity in the surrounding Kuiper Belt. Different models of how the belt formed predict either energetic smashing, which would blast away more small objects like space shrapnel, or a more pristine, peaceful dance governed by milder interactions. Co-author Will Grundy of Lowell Observatory is on the New Horizons team.
The surprising result was that there aren't that many small craters on Charon. There's a real deficit of little guys, and that translates to a deficit of little objects in the Kuiper Belt.
That suggests fewer collisions, which could explain why delicate binary systems survive in the belt. The study appears in the journal Science. I'm Nicholas Gerbus in Phoenix.